You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A movement to abolish daylight savings time has been gaining traction this week, with a lobby group being established to get rid of what they describe as a mandatory hangover. I spoke to the chief executive and founder of Take Back the Clocks, Louis Holbrook, about his plan, and began by asking who he was.
My name is Louis. I live in Wellington, and every year, or twice a year actually, I get a little bit annoyed about the changes to the clocks. When I did some research, I was amazed to see that no one's campaigning on this issue, so I've set up this cause. Right now, it's just a social media presence, but the goal is ultimately to create a parliamentary petition that will see the changes, the twice annual changes to the clocks, stop permanently. The campaign, we believe that daylight savings clock changes are disruptive, they're unnatural, and they're completely unnecessary. They cause stress for New Zealanders. Think of the parents of young children adjusting bedtimes. Think of farmers and the effect on dairy cows who are stressed by the change to their routine. These are real inconveniences, and sometimes it's quite serious. The serious results you see in terms of tired drivers driving on the first morning of daylight savings. Anyone who's trying to organise a international conference call across time zones, these are serious difficulties that actually have not just inconvenience for us, but economic and safety consequences.
Now, I'm just wondering, are there any benefits? And if there aren't any benefits, why is the government so dead set on keeping it?
Well, right now, I think politicians favour the status quo simply because they don't believe there is an appetite for change. That's obviously what the campaign seeks to change. Originally, daylight savings was introduced by agricultural interests who wanted a kind of coordinated way to respond to seasonal time changes. However, that's no longer necessary. Thanks to instant communication, thanks to the internet, people can change their schedules spontaneously and communicate those changes easily without the need for the government to dictate a twice annual change to the clocks.
And what kind of support have you had or do you have currently, and whether that be within government or just within the sort of general population?
Well, it's fair to say that this is a newly formed movement. However, I'd say it's exponentially growing, and we know that in terms of public opinion, there is support. As long as the question is framed in terms of adopting permanent summer hours, because that's what this is about. The problem isn't with summer hours, it's with the constant changing back and forth. Last night on stuff.co.nz, there was a question, do you support permanently adopting summer hours? And 54% said yes. That's not a scientific poll, but we think that's a pretty good indication that we've got, even if it's only just, we do have a majority in favour of this goal. So we're pretty optimistic in the long term.
Could you explain to me what summer hours are, please?
So right now we have summer hours. That's just, I guess, what you'd call daylight savings time. The issue is that we go back and forth every year. So when we say that we want to abolish daylight saving time changes, it's not actually this time of year that's the problem. It's the going back and forth. So if we simply refuse to take our clocks back in a few months' time in April, that would be the goal of this campaign. Call it a time strike, if you will. However, a strike might struggle to gain traction, so we might just try a petition instead.
What sort of realistic sort of roadmap do you see in terms of putting this change forward? How would you see that being implemented in the future?
It's a slow process. At first, we're simply building up a groundswell of social media support. Once we have a reasonable following for the campaign, that's when we will establish a petition. Now, a parliamentary petition is the formal way of getting the government to institute a change, but you need to make sure that you have an appropriate amount of support before you launch that. So once we do launch that and it receives a requisite number of submissions, it will have to be tabled by Parliament, and it will have to be accepted by an MP. And that is usually the threshold at which politicians start to take it seriously. And considering that this change has happened in the EU, they've voted to abolish daylight savings by 2021, we are optimistic that it will at least be taken seriously by our MPs. Everyone knows daylight savings is really a pain in the neck. It is compulsory jet lag. We're on Wednesday now, and even I felt it this morning, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Frankly, it's not necessary. We don't have to put up with it. Just because it's the way we've always done it doesn't mean we have to settle for this constant hangover that we have every year.
The Wire.
Okay, daylight savings. Now, I mean, listening to that, part of me feels like there are bigger problems in the world
than daylight savings.
Than beginning to campaign or trying to get Parliament to take you seriously about this. Somebody texted in actually during the interview saying, who needs the sun to be shining at 5 a.m.? Get a hobby, bro. Which, I mean, I guess this is what his hobby is, right? This is what he's doing. But maybe you're suggesting, texter, that he get a more productive hobby, maybe?
Yeah.
What well, do you guys think?
Well, I didn't really ask him about what some of the benefits of daylight savings were, which is my bad. So I don't really know what they are. I mean...
Well, it's what Alan mentioned before, right, Will, in the sense that obviously we have, when you switch to summer hours, you have a longer, lighter evening. And then switching back for winter means the darkness in the morning just doesn't last as long.
So if we get rid of it, which one are we? Do we stay on?
Well, that's
on?
The thing. You then you have to decide which one you stay on, I guess.
I think he proposed that we stay on summer hours, which is what we're doing right now.
But that means I guess you get the later darkness in the morning. Okay, again, it's confusing.
Mm, I agree.
Or I'm...
I don't really know how I feel. I hope some more... some more of our listeners would have pitched in on it.
I do actually, I just circle back to the fact that I think there are bigger problems. And yes, I complained about like missing an hour's sleep, but that's just something that I do every year when this happens and it's part of...
Yeah, I mean, Will brought up a good point just earlier, which is that all of his technology updates anyway. And so his alarm would have put it back in hour. You wouldn't really have noticed it anyway.
Yeah.
It's only an hour. I mean, it's not that bad, I think.
Okay. Well... Interesting. We'll see how it works. Somebody else saying, daylight savings, boohoo. Why don't you put your energy into something worthwhile? Thank you, Texter. We've got a consensus in the room here about productive energy spending.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.